Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
Hey guys, it's Murad Morali and welcome to Hashtag I'm Over It, where we talk all things from pop culture to trending topics and have important discussions. Be sure to let me know what you guys are over to with the hashtag I'm Over It, because we have a lot to get into. And definitely don't forget to click that button and subscribe. It's just one click for consistent content always. Say his damn name. Jacob Blake, Jacob Blake, Jacob Blake, Jacob Blake. How many more is it going to take? Like, in all honesty, how many more is it going to take? And how many more are not filmed? How many more do we not see when it comes to the atrocities that are taking place, especially over in the US? It's just, there are no words to describe this entire situation at all. And that just say his name is Jacob Blake and thank the Lord that this man is still stable in hospital. You know, he's not somebody who has passed away because of this disgusting act that took place. And people need to understand one thing before I get into this video, because I'm really just confused by this. The police here, the police in general, are not meant to kill people. Like, I don't understand. They're not meant to kill somebody. That's not how it goes. They're there to protect people, not to kill them. And that is what they're there for. And if they're doing the absolute opposite, they are not the organization that they say that they are. And we're so conditioned to believe that the police are, you know, there to help us, that when we see situations like this, we try to ignore them. We get shocked, but we don't really see it for what it is. We think it's digestible just to put it away, that maybe this person was a bad person. Regardless, the police are not meant to act in this way. It does not make any sense. Like, it doesn't. Like, okay, let me just get into this. Man, this is crazy. This is so, so disgusting. I want to just go straight into it. And before I do, guys, subscribe to the podcast. Sometimes I forget to do intros because I just get so heated with these situations. Subscribe to the podcast, guys, especially those who are watching via my YouTube channel, a quick 10-minute episode, just to let you guys know about this recent update that has put shockwaves all over the world, especially the online world, I would say. So click that button and subscribe to the podcast, hashtag I'm over it, and let's just get straight into this video. So let me just explain to you what happened. The Kenosha officers were called to a domestic incident about 5:11 p.m. Sunday. Then there was a shooting which involved on a residential street packed with apartment buildings. White says, the neighbor, that he saw Blake get off a truck and approach his son, who was on the lawn. Blake told his son to get into the truck whilst Blake walked into the apartment building behind a woman. After stepping away and coming back, White said the scene drastically changed. Police were suddenly wrestling with Blake. Like, why are they wrestling? One of them had him in a headlock and was punching him in his ribs. The other had him in a headlock on the other side of him and was pulling his arm. After they punched him in his rib, the female officer tased him and Jacob kind of leaned on the car and they proceeded to wrestle him towards the back of the car. And he went to the other side of the car. When they were on the other side of the car on the ground, I had to pick up my camera and start recording. That's where the video starts. The clip shows a black man walking around the front of a gray SUV with two officers a step or two behind him. One with his weapon trained on the man's back. As the black man enters the driver's side door of his car, the nearest officer grabs the tail of his tank top and, you know, bang bang seven damn times. The man entering the car appears to go limp. A sustained car horn blares. A woman nearby jumps up and down, apparently in anguish. The officer that did this said he got on his knees. He was trying to help him. He put his blue gloves on. Backup game. The other officers tried to help him. White said he was angry and traumatized by what he recorded, adding that he was unable to sleep that day. The police want everybody to know that they're out here to protect and serve you, but you guys are constantly giving us black people in particular a reason not to let you guys protect and serve. The police are not out here serving anyone. If they're moving like this, the police are not out here to serve you. Like, it's just so crazy. It's such an institutionalized, disgusting organization that is there to harm people, patrol people, control people, and, you know, say, if you listen to us, we will harm you. There is no reason for you to be doing up seven, are you dumb? Seven times. Just imagine how traumatized not only Jacob Blake will be, because he'll be traumatized more than anybody on this planet because it was him who was involved in this incident. But can you guys just imagine for 1 second, can you guys actually just imagine how traumatized the children will be from this entire situation? They were young. I believe there were four people in there, four children. Sitting there, you're looking up and you're seeing seven times the police are harming your father. Your dad is screaming in pain. That scream of pain that your dad has had, you will never forget. You will never forget it. And you have to live with that for the rest of your life. Then they will have this even more conditioned fear of the police as they grow up. And some of them might fall into very similar situations from the way the police act. But people don't really talk about the after effects of situations like this. And that is what I really want to get into, is how the children are going to be feeling from this. How will they cope from this? They will then see their dad in hospital. They will see the event. They will see the effect of the event. And then later on down the line, it will affect them. They will get PTSD. They'll get breathless. They will get scared if they were in a car, especially more than anybody else. You just get scared. And this is the traumatization that happens to a lot of people that people don't really think about. They don't talk about PTSD. They don't talk about the after effects of disgusting kind of racist institutionalized acts that take place by the police organization, in especially in the US, but all over the world. But luckily, thank the damn Lord that he is stable. Like, thank the Lord that he is actually stable. Blake is in a stable condition in an intensive care unit, according to attorney Ben Crump, who represents the family. The video, which drew more than 2.4 million views from Crump's Twitter feed alone, has since sparked outrage in Kenosha, a city of 100,000 located on the Lake Michigan coastline between Chicago and Milwaukee. And this is what's going to happen now. Protests have broken out. This is trending number one on Twitter, hashtag Black Lives Matter, especially for those people who, you know, forgot about the trend because they thought it was just a trend, and they must have been like, oh wait, this is back again, this is cool, what's going on? Like, I feel like people think like it's something that just keeps coming up here and there. When it's cool and popular, let's just start tweeting, or let's just start talking about it, because people just see it as some trend. Long. He's in a stable condition, but as you can see now, there's not even been a curfew effect in Kenosha from 8 local time and will last until 7 a.m. on Tuesday, but has been defied by a lot of protesters. It has started out as an evening reminiscent of so many towns and cities across the US after the killing of George Floyd. And now we have this whole situation as well. Like, and the police are literally combating people with such sheer force, tear gas, and clashing with protesters. But were they doing that when it came to any alt-right major protests? No, they weren't. So it's as if the police are there to protect a certain demographic of people, and there to use for harm and force on certain demographics of people. And no one can disagree with that. I'm so sorry, but nobody in this lifetime or the next or the one after that cannot disagree with that, because the facts are all there. If you choose to ignore the facts, then you are nothing but an ignorant clown. I'm so sorry. Are you actually dumb? Someone needs to let me know now. Are you actually dumb? Are you or are you just dumb? I don't understand. For anybody to be sitting here with their chest and saying the police in the US don't protect a certain demographic more than the other, I think is absolutely ludicrous if you don't believe that. This man, 7 flipping times. Are you actually stupid? 7 times this took place. Can you imagine how traumatized the children are in that car? How many more will it take, and how many more are not filmed? How many more will it take? How many more are not filmed? There must be dozens and several. Can you imagine what was going on prior to the use of social media? Prior to the use of phones? Yes, social media has cancellation culture, which is not a great thing, and people can do the most for no reason. But it also has its pros and stuff like this. It helps to bring stuff into the hands of justice. And that in itself, I feel, is such a big issue. And sometimes we have organizations that are heavily corrupt, like the damn police stuff, when we as human beings, we as civilians, we as communities need to bring justice into our own hands when we see wrong is wrong. Right is right, wrong is wrong. And I'm so sorry for this to happen to this guy 7 times. There was no need for the police to do that. Like, there was no need. I just don't see it. I don't understand it. Had they would have done this if it was a white man or white woman? No, they wouldn't have. They definitely wouldn't have, because we've seen past stories. The demographics, the stats, they are all there to see. And if you wish to ignore it, that's on you. That is on you. This is an entire... This is just, it sent shockwaves through a lot of, you know, situations. But I also want to talk about Black Lives Matter and how people saw it as a performative trend. Where are all those people that put those damn black squares? Where are they? Where are those people that put all those black squares that one day they felt like they were being a bit trendy, they felt like they were being a bit of an activist, and they thought, you know what, let me just put this black square and I'm done, I'm doing the absolute bare minimum. I don't understand. Where are you guys at now? Because all of you are silent. All of you are very, very silent. I don't understand. Like, nobody is speaking up about the situation. And nobody's using their platforms to raise awareness for the situation. Nobody's explaining their frustration with the situation. But prior to the whole George Floyd stuff, there was... Do you know what I mean? Like, I feel like it's become a trend for a lot of people. A lot of companies as well did a lot of performative crap because they didn't know what to do. They, you know, try to fix up their PR. It was just an absolute mess. And we see people who use this for trend. They use this, you know, because they see other people doing it and they think it's cool for the moment. It's just, it's so funny because it's like an option for people. Do you know what I mean? It's an option for you as a person to say, you know what, Black Lives Matter, but then tomorrow maybe I can't be bothered to do it. Well, then it's not an option for people who are directly involved in Black Lives Matter, like black people who are being judged simply for what they and how they look like. And like, it's just, it's crazy. And then we have people, non-black people, who can just use a hashtag as a trend or like some kind of option one day, and the next day it's as if it doesn't even exist. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's just, it's so eerie, it's so dark, and it's very, very scary. And it's hilarious, not even hilarious in a funny way, but in a very stark, dirty way, that when it comes to these protests, some protests are used with force and some are not, depending on demographics. And Jacob Blake, I'm glad that this man is still alive. I'm glad that, you know, his children will get to see their father as he grows up. But I wanted to make this quick 10 to 12 minute podcast episode. So I know you guys on YouTube will only watch a couple minutes, and hopefully you guys can come to the main podcast where we talk about these important discussions, because I don't know, like, I find it a bit scary and it's a little bit weird how, depending on what demographic you are, you can use these trends for followers, clouts, or for like, I don't know, for like, it's just weird. It's just really, really scary. It's so tone deaf. It's unreal. Let me know your thoughts are, guys, when it comes to this quick podcast. What are your damn thoughts? Use the hashtag I'm over it. Subscribe to the podcast, Acast app, Apple, Spotify. I would appreciate it. And for those watching on YouTube, subscribe, and I'll catch you guys soon for another video. Thank you guys for tuning into this episode. I hope you guys have enjoyed listening. And if you have, then tell a friend to tell a friend. You can listen to my podcast on Apple, Spotify, and via the Acast app, or wherever you guys are listening to your podcasts. Don't forget to use the hashtag I'm over it. And don't forget to click that button and subscribe for consistent content. Follow me on my Instagram and Twitter, Murad_Morali, and enjoy the rest of your day. Positivity is key.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.